Well, to finish up, a really interesting study now, because thunderstorms have been linked to producing various things in the atmosphere which could make your allergies worse. They can certainly also contribute to pollution, and that's because they can produce oxides of nitrogen. They're also quite good for fertilising plants in that respect. But no one's really ever understood the link that happens between days when you have a bad air day, as opposed to a bad hair day, and why people on bad air days get high levels of heart attacks and strokes. People have thought that blood seems to be stickier and clot more readily, but why should that happen? Well, now a group of researchers who are at Northwestern University in Illinois, it's Gokhan Mutlu and his team, have sussed it out. And they were looking at mice to which they fed particulates, so things like what come out of a diesel engine. And they got the mice to breathe this in, and they took some blood samples and found that the levels of various components of the blood that are responsible for making blood clots shot up. So factor 2, factor 8, factor 10, and also a component called fibrinogen went up. So then they tested the same particulates on a group of genetically modified mice that lacked a chemical in the blood called IL-6. And this is an immune signalling hormone. It just is produced by immune cells to create an immune response. And in these mice that didn't have this hormone, they were totally unresponsive to the pollution. Their blood didn't get any thicker. So they thought, well, this must be important. So then they took some more normal mice and they wondered whether it's alveolar macrophages, cells that eat rubbish that we breathe in and mop up rubbish in the bottom of the lungs. They clean the lungs. They wondered if those cells were what was producing this. So they gave the mice a drug called clodronate, which gets rid of these macrophages. And they, too, did not respond to the particulate pollution. So what they think is going on is when we breathe in particles from, say, diesel engines and things, it goes into the lungs, it goes into these cells called macrophages, which squirt out this IL-6 because they get activated by the pollution. They're trying to engulf it, and in the process of trying to engulf it, they get activated. The IL-6 goes into the bloodstream, and it increases the levels of these clotting factors.
Why would the white blood cells want to increase the amount of clotting factors when they're eating a load of stuff?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I'm wondering, if you've got a bacterial infection or something going on, perhaps the immune system thinks, if you've got it's being attacked, perhaps there are going to be microorganisms squirting out cocktails of things that make holes in blood vessels, and they might make your blood clot. They might make you bleed, or bleed into your tissues. So this is a protective way of making blood clots to plug up holes that microbes might make in blood vessels, and therefore contain microbes to a place in the part of the body where the immune system can more readily get a handle on them. So it might be that the body is mistaking the pollution for microbial attack.
Cool.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.
It's The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave. We have a robot extravaganza in store for you this week, where in a short while we'll be talking about robots, where they came from, how they developed, how we use them, how they can go into battle on our behalf, and also how we can make them intelligent, free-thinking machines. But may they also be machines with murderous intent? Well, we'll be finding out later. But first, Dave, you were talking about lightning. Here's a sort of lightning on a miniature scale.